It's a simple proposition. Cut the number of federal workers, and the government will save the salaries of all those federal employees. That's the basic idea behind H.R. 5348, the Federal Workforce Reduction Act. The measure is part of a package of bills introduced by Republican members of the House Budget Committee called Cut Spending Now. Wyoming Republican Cynthia Loomis, one of the principal co-sponsors of the Workforce Reduction Act, said in a prepared statement on her website, the package identifies $1.3 trillion in savings for American taxpayers and focuses on Americans' top priorities, private sector job creation and fiscal responsibility. This is a step in the right direction. Close quote. We attempted to get further comment from supporters of the measure, but did not receive a response in time for our deadline. If approved and signed into law, the bill would essentially freeze hiring for all non-national security jobs at agencies other than the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Those three agencies would be exempt from this bill. The measure would also allow the government to replace only half of the federal workers slated to retire.
Mac, generally speaking, I think the bill is an interesting concept, but I'm not sure how realistic it is at this point.
For some perspective, we turn to John Salamon, senior consultant with the firm Federal Management Partners in Alexandria. He was executive director of the Chief Human Capital Officers, or CHECO Council, at the Federal Office of Personnel Management during the Bush 43 administration.
You know, I read through it, and, you know, the proposal to freeze federal hiring while the government is running deficits is a little bit of a difficult prospect, I would say, especially given our current budget environment. So, you know, I would leave it really to CBO and OMB to say how long we're going to be projected for a deficit. But the bottom line is that the bill might prevent the federal government from hiring employees at a time when the administration is out asking good, energetic, and smart people to continue joining federal service.
We also spoke to Jackie Simon, public policy director with the American Federation of Government Employees, who minced no words in her feelings toward this bill.
Well, it's hard to know whether the members of Congress who have signed on to this piece of legislation even realize what its practical effect would be. It essentially prohibits all hiring, even to replace people who retire, anytime there's a federal deficit. And what that would require is the massive hiring of contractors. Thus, government would just become a lot more expensive than it already is and a lot less accountable than it already is. These members of Congress are pretending that their, you know, their motivation is to save money, but this is an extremely expensive and irresponsible bill.
Similar sentiments were voiced by Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employees Union. In a written statement, Kelly says H.R. 5348 would undermine the ability of government employees to serve the American people and would end up wasting precious government funds. Calling the proposed freeze on government hiring an ideological response, Kelly says the measure would end up costing the government because, as she puts it, accountable federal employees are the most effective, efficient way to perform the work of the government. The AFGE's Jackie Simon also offered this additional perspective on the Federal Workforce Reduction Act.
I did a little research before I talked to you. Mrs. Loomis, one of the original sponsors of this legislation from Wyoming, tiny little Wyoming has 5,774 federal employees, and about a quarter of them are at or a year or two from retirement eligibility. So you just have to wonder what she's thinking about her own constituents. She wants to either lose those jobs to Wyoming. Wyoming can ill afford to lose any kind of middle-class jobs. Or does she just want them all replaced by contractors?
The bill has been introduced and has yet to be assigned a date for a hearing by Democratic Congressman Adolphus Towns of New York, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, the panel with jurisdiction over the subject of this bill, federal workers. I asked John Salamone to discuss the bill's prospects.
It seems to me like, given the current political environment and what the administration is trying to do, and that the bill was introduced by a representative that doesn't sit on the House Gov Reform Subcommittee, I think it's a long shot for passage.
That's John Salamone with Federal Management Partners. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.